I'm a communicator. I'm a breakthrough kind of guy.
It's the Morning News Express on the FMD. Hey, we're also, again, another Facebook Live.
Turn that
Debbie off. Williams is in the studio talking about the family fundraiser phenomenon that's going to be taking place not this weekend, but next weekend. Boy, it's right around the corner. At the beginning of the year, you're like, oh, it's in August, and now it's happening.
God, it feels like yesterday we did it with Martina McBride. Turn that thing off.
Debbie doesn't want to be on the camera.
Yeah, I hate Facebook Live and all that
so
stuff.
So do I. That's why I always turn it on other people.
Yeah, that's not fair. Yeah,
I know. Ugh. I know. It's my show. I get to do what I want.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so what's going on? Let's talk about it. This is a huge event. This is a big fundraiser for PPF. This is and to help out the community.
Yeah, this is the big one that raises all the money. Right. We've been raising money all year with this, with our recipients and so forth. I've been using Kelly Pickler, Colin Ray, and this new guy on the block, Morgan Wallen, who has a song out called The Way I Talk. Of course, people make fun of The Way I Talk, too.
Yes, they do.
So anyway, we got three acts this year, and we've been using them as bait to raise money all year round. I just throw them out there and reel it in. But we have raised, I know, over $500,000.
Nice.
So I know, just using them in sponsorship packages and so forth. So it's really a great event. It's a celebration that day.
But a lot of people don't realize that you guys hand out a lot of money, and there's no overhead charges and
Correct.
Stuff like that. I mean, there's no, you know, you're not the CEO and making a gazillion dollars or anything like that.
We do not have a paid staff. We're 100% all volunteer.
Yeah. So I think that people love to be able to give to something like that. And and there's something for everybody at the family fundraiser phenomenon.
Oh, there is. I mean, just at the, it starts at 12 o'clock. The gates open at 10:30. And just in the grandstand area where you'll be helping out with emceeing that day, at 12 o'clock, my family packs up the J. Bar W. Ranch, brings it in, and we have a rodeo. And then after that, we'll have Morgan Wallen. And after that, we'll have our veterans that we will honor and thank them for their service. Then we'll have Colin Ray. And after Colin Ray, Kelly Pickler. And that's all just in the grandstand area.
Wow.
But if you don't like that, in the Midway, we have Kids Land and everything you can think of there. And hopefully your church will come out, Calvary Assembly, and do a puppet show for the kids. I've been wanting that for years.
Yeah, well, they got a good puppet show going on this year. They could do something like that. I can't volunteer them, but I hope they can.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to kick your camera over.
Yes, you did.
But anyway, that will be for the children. And then we have Rock Wall, Velcro Wall, Moon Bounces, Pony Rides, Painting Faces, and so forth. And then plus your food is included. We have Glenn Eves who gives out your way. Bless his heart.
Have you asked him yet?
It's already done.
Okay. Because, I mean, one year I think I went with you, and you just walked up and said, I need it. And when am I going to pick it up? And he's like, oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, I changed that. When can you deliver it? That's what I told him.
That's right. There you go.
So bless his heart, he took two beefs, his son, Junior, down to Mount Airy Locker Plant, dressed all of it out.
Nice.
Into hamburger patties. So they're going to be the best hamburger patties with filet mignon and everything in it, you know? So then we have our french fries, hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, whatever, and that's all included. And Coca-Cola gives me all my Coke products free.
Nice.
So that I wanted something to wear at $40. Adult and 5 and under free, and in 6 to 13, $15. It's affordable. The family can come, and everything is paid for. They've got a rodeo, concerts, food, and Kids Land, the Golden Gears with their beautiful cars. Plus, we have vendor space there for our recipients to raise even more money, their family and friends, for them in their hour need. So it's a beautiful family day.
All right. So tickets still available, obviously. They don't ever sell out because you'll pack as many people as you possibly can into
this
place.
That's right. We seat 5,000 and stack 10.
it starts at what, noon?
Yeah, 10:30. The gates will open so we can get everybody at park. But 12 o'clock is when the food and everything starts.
Right.
And all. And, you know, Bob, it's more than just a fundraiser that day.
Right.
I've took 250 tickets over to community living, which for the last 25 years we've been doing a Christmas party for them. every... do I look like Wilson?
No, he didn't. No, Frank Krasner said, move the camera so we can see her face, please. I can't. She won't let me.
Oh, I look better in the dark. Turn the lights out. But anyway, it's more than just raising money that day. For the last 25 years, we've been able to have a Christmas party for our special needs and our community living at Elks Lodge. And their number one gift is to come to this free with a caregiver.
Nice.
So you'll see a lot of our and they love, absolutely love the rodeo. They do. One year I got them cowboy hats to wear to the rodeo. And I said, well, what do we say at a rodeo? And every one of them went, yeehaw. And if you can't see the face of Jesus Christ on them, you're blind.
All right. So
it's and then if anybody out there at Fort Detrick is listening, I have 200 tickets I want to give to our soldiers. I have no contact person out there. I keep getting switched to somebody else. And every year I had Larry Ketron take them out, but he's moved. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to get the tickets to them. So somebody out there, will please call 301-748-4241. That's my cell. And tell me how to deliver the tickets to our men and women that are serving us, because it's difficult for them to come out and pay that money.
I'm sure there's a way to do that.
Well, there has been. There's been Larry Ketron all these years, but I don't have him now.
Yeah.
He moved.
Somebody. I know a couple people who, you know, work out there.
Yeah, well, then make a phone call.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Stop giving me orders.
All right.
Where can you get tickets?
Okay, you can get tickets. Jim Grimes and Elsie out on East Patrick Street. Mm-hmm. La Paz downtown. James Gang Pizzeria up in Middletown. And then if you're in Mount Airy, stop into Hair Impressions.
All right. Can you get them online?
You can. We won't mail them to you now. We'll have them at Will Call.
Okay.
You'll come to Gate 6 and you'll see a sign say Will Call. You pick them up there. You might want to do that because they're $10 cheaper.
Nice.
Yeah, they're $50 at the door.
There you go.
Which 50 isn't a bad deal for all that.
No, no. And you give it a little bit more money. So
that's it.
There you go. Debbie Williams, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I do want to thank Natalie Brothers and the Sipe family from Urbana and C.J. Miller and Keeney and Bassford and J-Day home team. All of them have been so awesome in making this happen.
J-Day just wrote on Facebook Live, will be a great event.
Yes.
So he's watching you on Facebook. So wave.
Well,
there you go.
You told me after I said hi and thank you.
Right. Yeah. For the lady who didn't want to be on. Look, all these people are saying hi.
Hi.
There you go. See, there you go. All right. Debbie Williams, PPF Inc. And, of course, the family fundraiser phenomenon is going to be next Saturday. Doors open, gates open at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very good. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
850 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express.